We're on our jollies.
We are on our jollies,
in
yeah.
In Simonstone.
Ibiza. Or it's like Ibiza, that sun.
It's that way.
The sun yeah, is but it's all about the magic behind the camera. Right, they don't, you can't see what, that the sun's
from,
there.
Of course
again,
right?
It's bright. That sun, look at that. Oh, I can't go, oh, that sun. Don't work.
Okay, I'm not so sure.
Welcome. These are five things that you need to know before your bridal appointment. Hello. Hello.
Oh no, we're not saying hi to you.
Oh, yeah, hi.
We're saying hi to the camera.
We have got an audience on this vlog this week.
Like, yeah, it's Jeremy Kyle this week.
Is it like Jeremy Kyle?
Yeah.
Okay, we need to bring all the family drama in.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, when we've got a live audience.
All right. Yeah, yeah. We've never done it with a live audience, really, have we?
No.
No.
We've never also done it outside in Ibiza.
No, we haven't. You're right. Welcome to the Feathers and Florins vlog. Are you okay? But a very busy weekend, haven't we?
I have, yeah. We have.
I'm going to tell you more about that at the end, I think. We're going to leave it as a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
This is a video all about five things you need to know before your bridal appointment. And we're going to go straight in.
Okay, let's going straight dive in.
What's the first thing?
Number one.
Yeah.
You don't need to know what style of dress that you want.
Interesting.
So I say this is because a couple of brides come to us and ask, do they need to screenshot and send us pictures of dresses? Some bridal studios require you to take pictures of dresses so that they'll pull them out ready for your arrival. We do not ask that of you. We actually think it's really helpful to try on as many different styles as possible because you're likely to find a dress in something that you didn't even know existed.
So we're saying an open mind, right?
Yeah.
I like that.
Keep an open mind.
Number two. What's number two?
Number two is you don't need to bring every man and his dog.
Oh, can we have dogs?
No.
Oh.
Well, you don't need to bring every man and his dog because your dogs aren't allowed.
Dogs are not allowed. Not even little really cute ones.
No. Show me pictures of them in your appointment. No, so we don't bring every man and his dog because as much as you're probably really excited to bring your entire bridal party and, you know, your mum and your mother-in-law and your grandma and your auntie and the dogs and all the children, actually, that dog's barking because I'm saying you can't bring
dogs.
Them to your bridal
we
appointment.
We know you want to come.
You're not allowed. So the reason we say limit who you bring the people that actually will give you the opinions that really matter. If you bring we couldn't, but there's too many opinions sometimes, and too many opinions can make you feel kind of doubt your own style, doubt your own opinion, and actually it's counterproductive. And also leave it for a bit of a surprise on your wedding day. There's nothing better than walking down the aisle and everyone being like, oh my God, she looks amazing. So bring the people that actually will be positive and will give you the best support.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Number three is do your research.
Do your research. Now, I did say you don't have to have a particular style and you don't have to screenshot particular dresses that you want to try on. However, do your research into what bridal studios you want to visit. Each bridal studio has different designers. So before booking an appointment, make sure that you actually like the designers that they stock and you think they will be your cup of tea. Because again, you won't know what style you want and there'll be a mixture of styles from different designers. Each designer has their own style. But if you've done your research, you know exactly that actually this is something that I like and also that it's within budget.
Really true.
Which leads me on to number four. Budget.
Number four? What is tip number four?
Budget.
Thank you.
Set a budget. I know it's we have brides that come in and go, there's no budget.
Yes.
You know, when I find the dress, I'm happy, like, I'll pay whatever. But actually, there'll be a top line. What is your budget? Because if you go to a bridal store and, let's say, the dresses start, I'm going to, from £1 million.
that's a nice dress.
I'm being dramatic.
Yeah, I can see that.
Right. If they start from a million and you're going, oh, I have no budget, realistically,
yeah,
can you afford a million? No.
No.
Now, we don't have £1 million dresses, don't worry, girls.
No. No, we don't.
Have a budget in mind, and again, when you're doing your research to bridal studios of where you want to visit, make sure that they actually stock dresses that are within your budget. And another thing to account for is not just the dress, it's the alterations as well. So each dress will need altering to make it the perfect fit. So you also need to account for the purchase of your dress, but a couple of £100 as well for your seamstress alterations. And another thing to also remember is you get so wrapped up in your dress and your aisle style that actually you can forget about accessories. So veils, headpieces, hair, you know, hair accessories, and also additional separates. So like bow trains,
yeah.
Overskirts, yeah, there's a whole realm of things that you need to explore. So have in mind what your budget is. I appreciate you might fall in love with a dress and go above that, or you might be below it, but you need to actually know whether the bridal studio you're visiting has dresses that you can actually afford, because there's nothing worse than trying on a dress, falling in love, looking at the price tag and going, I can't even afford that.
Absolutely. Tip number five is probably my favourite. Tip number five, yeah. What should you know? I'm going to tell you. What should you know before you go for your bridal appointment? You should know timescales.
Yeah, timescales. So there are options with timescales, but if you want to order a dress that is yours, never been worn before, yep, it's ordered to your size, the optimum time that you need to be coming is around 12 to 8 months before your wedding. You can never be too eager. You actually can never be too early. You can't be too early, because designers want a minimum of usually of 6 months, mm-hmm, to create and make your dress. And then we want around 3 months, 2 to 3 months before your wedding, yep, to fit in your seamstress appointment and have your alterations. So 8 months is probably the minimum before you're then looking at off-the-peg dresses, which are sample dresses being discontinued and will have wear and tear, or you're potentially looking at rush orders which come with additional costs.
And that's okay if your timescale is 12 weeks, bridal stores can make it happen.
Yeah, but if you want unlimited choice, unlimited kind of availability of designers and dresses, then around 12 to 18 months before is the optimum time. If you want to come sooner, absolutely, because you're just setting yourself up for a stress-free experience by coming way earlier.
Perfect. That is five tips that you need to know before your bridal appointment. I think we've done that really succinctly.
Thanks.
I like that word.
We have had help.
We have had help.
I'm not going to shout out to my mum, because she's behind the camera and she's like, Jesus! Headpieces, veils, ski.
We're going to show some outtakes of what we've been up to over this weekend. What have we been up to this weekend?
We've had a really good weekend.
We have, actually.
We've been busy on the studio on Saturday with brides, but on Sunday we were actually at Shireburn Arms in Hurstgreen.
Check it out.
We got so lucky with the weather.
Yes.
We've actually been there today.
And we met loads of beautiful brides, didn't we?
We did, actually. We've had a really successful time at the Shireburn.
So check them out.
Yeah, really good.
Because they're really good.
And there were some great supplies there as well. They dressed it beautifully.
I was going to say, can we name them all? But then we've got fear of maybe missing some out.
Yeah, I know.
But they were all fantastic.
Yeah,
all really good at what they do. We'll tag them in the below.
I can't even remember the five tips we were supposed to be talking about.
No.
Never mind everybody else that we saw today.
We hope that has helped you in your bridal shopping experience. Mm-hmm. If you've got any other questions or you think it's been good, drop us a comment below.
And subscribe.
Oh, yes.
Tell your neighbour.
Yeah.
Tell your dog that they can't come to a bridal appointment. Tell your mum.
Yeah, tell your mum. Yeah.
I mean, my mum rarely watches the vlogs, but now
first time she's ever watched one.
And now she's directing it.
Camera.
I know what Spielberg. We're talking.
Have a great week, everybody. We will see you probably back in the studio next week.
Yeah, we're actually not in Ibiza.
It's hot, isn't it? That sun up there. See you soon, everybody.